Chapter 1 Karina. Anger, resentment, and jealousy doesn't change the heart of others. It only changes yours. Shannon L. Alder. 11 years ago.
Did you get your fall schedule yet?
I pulled mine from my hot pink binder and slid it across the table. Amusement lined Rainey's lips as his eyes skimmed my schedule. Always stylish, his dark hair was cropped short at the sides and longer at the top in a gentleman's cut that flattered his emerald green eyes. And he was so classically handsome it made my stomach feel like a bag of pop rocks had exploded inside. Pretty soon, he'd be too cool to hang with me at the back of my dad's dinky convenience store. I wouldn't admit it if he asked, but I wasn't excited for our freshman year at Diavolo High. I was worried. Worried that Rainey would figure out just how much cooler he was than me, and our 9 years of friendship would spiral down the drain. Irrational? Probably. Rainieri Andretti was the best person I knew, incapable of disappointing me. My insecurities were unreasonable, but Dad liked to remind me every chance he got precisely how dramatic and unreasonable 14-year-olds could be. Rainey spoke in a slight southern drawl that I'd never picked up in all my years living in Florida.
Here.
He reached into the back pocket of his fitted black jeans, pulled out a sheet of paper, and tossed it in front of me. I unfolded the paper, flattened out the crinkles, and read his schedule. O period. Men's varsity soccer. Coach Kevin. First period. AP Human Geography. Mr. Schlesinger. Second period. Honors Algebra 2/Trigonometry. Mr. Franks. Third period. Health. Miss Rutgers. Fourth period. AP Biology. Mrs. Slight. Fifth period. Honors English. Mr. Richards. Sixth period. Spanish 2. Mrs. Gutierrez. Rainey was smart, and I was sure he could handle these classes, but I didn't know why he was taking them. He hated school, hated anything that took his time away from hanging out with his older brother during the 2 years he had left before Nicolau hightailed it out of Florida for college. I don't understand Rainey. His name formed on my lips, so unique and perfect, and mine. I loved that I could say it every day and he would answer without fail.
What's there to understand?
He smirked, and it was the same smirk he'd had since he was a kid. The same smirk that graced his face when we became best friends. And he told me he was mine, and no one else's. And he'd kept that promise every day for the past 9 years. This is my schedule. Like, literally identical.
You made the men's varsity soccer team? Congrats, babe.
Oh, you know what I mean. I scanned the schedule again. I'm talking about everything else. How did you even do this? That devil-may-care smirk of his widened. So cocky and smug that I'd hate him if I didn't already love him.
Lacey Ryan's mom is the head administrator of Diavolo.
My heart lurched. Lacey Ryan loathed me, and while my dislike of her wasn't as emphatic, I'd happily accept a restraining order if offered. Oh. He rolled his eyes.
She's not that bad, Gallo.
Not that bad? From preschool through middle school, she had taken every possible opportunity to bully me. I was a forgiving person, but I wasn't that forgiving. The only reason I hadn't told Rainey was because I knew how he'd react. When someone he loved was hurt, Rainieri Andretti was an unpredictable hurricane, causing ruin like he'd been born to do so. His nickname on the soccer field was Chaos, but the nomenclature was far more appropriate off of the field. The last thing I wanted was for him to get himself into trouble while protecting me. His dad already disapproved of our friendship, which was why we were slumming it in the break room of Dad's North Beach shop instead of Rainey's mega mansion in the hoity-toity parts of Miami Beach. Whatever. I handed him his schedule back.